Hi there, this is DJ Mr. Nick, host of Bridging the Gap, here to remind you that Hawaii Public Radio, and more importantly, streaming content of this station, is kept alive from donations and support from our listeners. If you're not a member of this wonderful radio station, please consider joining up or contributing at any level you're comfortable with. More information can be found on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, and if you're already a member, please give yourself a big old pat on the back. And thanks. Anyway. And good evening, Hawaii. It's 10 p.m. in the islands. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. Tonight on the show, we've got a very special guest in studio. I know her as Paige, but everyone else knows her as DJ Mermaid, and she's one of the, I guess you'd say, resident DJs over at K2UH Honolulu, the University of Hawaii's radio station. She's brought in a whole bunch of her selections, and I'm going to weave mine into the mix somewhere in there. So Hawaiian, some indie, some electronic, we're going to be going all over the place. Setlist can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. But for now, sit back, relax, have a sip of that drink, and we'll be right back after NPR News.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Attorneys for Michael Flynn are negotiating with congressional committees on how the former national security adviser may testify in the ongoing Russia investigations. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Flynn is open to answering questions from Congress and the FBI if necessary, if he's assured immunity from prosecution. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
Flynn's lawyer, Rob Kellner, says, quote, no reasonable person would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution. Flynn could be subpoenaed to appear, but he can't be forced to speak. And staffers for the House Intelligence Committee deny Flynn has offered to testify in exchange for immunity.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. The Trump administration is facing new questions about political interference in the Russia investigations. White House spokesman Sean Spicer has invited the heads of congressional intelligence committees to view materials by national security staffers. The offer came amid a New York Times report that two White House staffers helped the House Intelligence Committee's leader view classified data on Trump associates. North Carolina's legislature has repealed HB 2. That's the state's controversial bathroom law. From member station WUNC, Jeff Tabiri reports that the governor has signed a compromise bill.
After months of failed negotiations, lawmakers approved a three-part compromise. The deal repeals House Bill 2, with its controversial bathroom measure that had required transgender people to use the bathroom corresponding to the sex listed on their birth certificate. The deal also moves authority over public bathrooms to the state, something that had not previously been spelled out. And third, this compromise bans municipalities from passing and imposing non-discrimination ordinances on private entities until 2020. The Democratic governor signed the measure into law. LGBT advocates say the deal maintains discrimination and does not go far enough. The controversial law has cost North Carolina hundreds of millions of dollars in lost jobs and canceled events. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The private space company SpaceX has made history by launching a recycled rocket from Kennedy Space Center. WMFE's Brendan Byrne has more.
This Falcon 9 rocket has now launched two things into space, supplies to the International Space Station, and now a commercial communications satellite into orbit. This was the first time SpaceX has launched a recycled rocket. It's part of SpaceX's commitment to rocket reusability, eventually lowering the cost of access to space. The mission ended with the first stage of the rocket landing on a barge at sea. The company isn't saying yet whether this rocket will have a third go. The satellite will provide broadcast coverage to Latin America. The Falcon 9 launched from Kennedy Space Center Launch Complex 39A, the site of historic launches like Apollo 11.
Brendan Byrne reporting. This is NPR News. The European Union is laying out guidelines for its negotiations on Britain's withdrawal from the bloc. A draft of the rules indicates the EU wants a phased approach that protects citizens and businesses. The president of the European Parliament has warned Britain against taking any unilateral action that might violate EU laws during the process. Meanwhile, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is again demanding that her nation be allowed to hold a second referendum on independence from the UK. Ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye is being detained near Seoul in connection with a corruption probe that led to her removal from office. NPR's Elise Hu reports that Park's arrest comes less than a month after a court stripped her of her authority.
Former President Park was removed from office following an impeachment vote just weeks ago. She's facing allegations of bribery, abuse of power, and leaking state secrets. Now she's going to be held at a jail south of Seoul pending her trial. After a nearly nine-hour hearing about the warrant request, a judge ruled that Park should be arrested over concerns of destruction of evidence. Prosecutors have the next 20 days to seek a formal indictment. This arrest is the latest twist in a scandal that's gripped the country since October. That's when a report showed Park allowed a friend without an official government title to meddle in state decisions. The case has led to the investigation of more than two dozen people. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.
On Asian market, shares are mixed higher in Shanghai as investors await President Trump's executive orders on trade. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the move is designed to determine what's driving the nation's trade deficits. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships throughout the nation to exceptionally high-performing students with financial need from middle school to college. Application for 7th grade students is open. More at jkcf.org.
It's 10:06, and we're bridging the gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
Thank you.
Starting off this first hour of Bridging the Gap off with a band called Desolation Wilderness. Kind of a stony late night. I don't know how you would describe it. It's rock, but it's kind of it's fuzzy. Anyway, Desolation Wilderness with a song called Boardwalk Theme off their album New Universe. And I'm joined here in the station with, what are we calling you, DJ Mermaid? DJ
that
Mermaid,
works for me.
That works for you. Okay.
Hello.
So introduce yourself. What do you do?
I'm DJ Mermaid. I am a grad student in the Hawaiian Language Department by day, full-time mermaid, part-time DJ.
That makes, and you DJ for?
KTUH.
Got it.
Of course.
And what time is your show?
So my show is on Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So I did it earlier this afternoon.
Oh my God. It's a lot of radio for one day.
It's a lot. That's okay.
Got it. So I take it being a Hawaiian language, we're going to have some Hawaiian later on tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I pulled some stuff for you.
And then are you going to kind of talk us through the song?
Yeah, I can. I can.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. All right. So I guess you play one, I play one, something like that, or how are we
gonna
do this?
However you want to do it works for me.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, so DJ Mermaid live here in this station. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here in member supported Hawaii Public Radio. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org, or better yet, catch it on our brand new smartphone app. Did you get the app yet?
Yeah.
Do you
After
like
I saw the cheesy promo for it, I downloaded it.
Which cheesy promo?
I think it's the one with Casey Harlow walking outside.
Oh, yeah. That was a cheesy promo.
That was a cheesy promo.
Anyway, it's available totally for free either from the iTunes Store or Google Play simply by searching HPR. The app itself is not cheesy. Casey's kind of cheesy. But anyway, all right. So what are we listening to next?
All right. Up next, we have Smoke by Luke Levinson featuring Abby Smith. It kind of goes well with what you just played. It's really simple, but it highlights some vocals there.
Okay.
It's really nice, easy listening.
All right, here we go. Luke Levinson, Smoke.
I can read, how to make me feel happy, but I read them in a sad light, trying to make a new life. I used to spend all my money that I got from my job, better rob without a job. Need a chance to spend all the dances, all the pretty branches that helped me write a new song.
And it gives me a good chance to be a woman. I don't want to see you, I don't want to see you now. I know what it means to be covered in good music that you're never here, but I'm here now. And I breathe loud, breathe in that smoke while you drive, baby. I breathe in that smoke while you drive.
I heard a call and from Stall in Harlem. Words were heard, but I was there with my shirts. We didn't bother. See, my mind is small, but the world is large, oh brother. I pray to your Lord Jesus, long as you and all your cronies smoke another. Unemployed, need to find a way to support all the crazy little hobbies that I used to stop me. Demons
to the melodic noise, like the trouble in music. Even grounded. Second knock comes to the door, I hit the floor. When the bass is my boredom, pray to the Lord.
But I found myself watching the world in the crazy new optimist way. I'm feeling gorgeous. I'm feeling all the dark that I've seen never happened to me. And I shake them away. Away, away. A cigarette and I breathe in that smoke while you try. I breathe in that smoke while you try.
Hey. Heard a call in a bathroom stall in Harlem.
Ooh.
Hurts what hurt. Misty blowing through the air.
draw mistake, blowing through the air. There's a natural mystic blowing through the air.
Right about now, you're listening to Natalia Dokol covering Bob Marley's Natural Mystic. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, members supported of Hawaii Public Radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from the Friends of St. Patrick of Hawaii, celebrating the Celtic days of Honolulu and Hawaii. Details at fosphawaii.ing.com. I'm joined in the studio with the one and only DJ Mermaid from K2H.
Good evening.
Who did we hear before that?
Before that, we heard Luke Levinson featuring Abby Smith with a track called Smoke.
That was nice.
Right?
Is that new?
Not really. I think it came out like at least a year now. It was one of those random finds, and I really like it. The vocals are on point.
I'm stealing that from you.
Go ahead.
Nobody's business. All right. And what are we listening to next?
Next up, we have Fat Freddy's drop off of their 2016 album called Bays. This one's called Wairunga Blues, I think.
And who are these guys? Because I hear the name dropped all the time.
Yeah, so Fat Freddy's drop, they're a 7-piece band from New Zealand. So they have like dub and reggae roots, but they do a lot of jazz, soul, funk. Sometimes they do a little electronic sounding stuff. But they've been, I think one of their producers or something, they've worked with like Nightmares on Wax. One of their Midnight Marauders came out under them too.
DJ Ease.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, anyway, Fat Freddy's drop with, how do you say that?
Wairunga Blues.
Got it. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to brand new music from the El Michelle's Affair. A song called Tears with Lee Fields in there actually singing. That came off the 45. Just released on Big Crown Records. Before that, Paige's pick, or oh, I'm sorry, DJ Mermaid's pick, so whatever.
It's okay, I'm the same person.
Yeah. What was it? Fat Freddy's Drop.
Fat Freddy's Drop, Wairunga Blues, off of their album titled Bays.
Got it. So we're going to change it up a little bit to some Hawaiian.
Yeah, we're going to change it up. So I grabbed the Kahaluanu Lake Trio, who's standard, sort of on the upper echelon scale of Hawaiian music and composition, and it's their
There's a standard. What does that mean?
I don't know. There's like you know, when we think about Hawaiian music, there's like sort of your go to, and I don't even know. It's not really a subgenre, but in a style of music for Hawaiian music, and Kahaluanu Lake has a distinct style.
Okay,
and it's sort of this very like somewhat formal. There's really distinct ukulele stylings in there that sort of define who they are.
So that's what people should be looking for, this very distinctive.
If that's what you like, Uncle K Kahaluanu, so the trio's named after. Uncle K was married to Auntie Maiki Ayu Lake, so she's kind of one of those big names you hear when we talk about hula. So they were kind of like a power couple in their time. So it's just one of those. Some people really like this style of Hawaiian music, and some people don't.
Got it. And then what song is this?
It's called Mine, which is kind of a play on the spelling and the meaning to say mine in English. I really like this song. It's a love song. It's kind of about like telling somebody you love that, well, while you're looking for all these things in the world, like these beautiful things, maybe another person, why don't you take a look at me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, like,
that's
why not
a really
me?
Hot microphone. That's
sorry,
all.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I talk really loud.
Yeah.
So that's what it's trying to portray there is, well, what about me? You know, and my features, are they not good enough for you? But maybe they are good enough for you.
Got it. Okay. So we're going to hear this right now. We're bridging the gap here in member supported Hawaii Public Radio with guest DJ Mermaid in studio. Here we go.
Yeah.
You're listening to Alejo Benitez, Ariel Burgos, and Martin Portillo with a song called Piririta. And this comes off a compilation of Smithsonian Folkways called Maite America, The Harps of Paraguay. I'm joined in the station, of course, with DJ Mermaid from K2H.
I like this harp music.
Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, I like it. When I was little, I really wanted to play the harp.
Really?
Yeah, that's a true story.
I wanted to be Kurt Cobain. And then he blew his head off and I didn't want to be him anymore.
I think he committed suicide on my birthday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think so.
April?
Or maybe they found him on my birthday.
They found him on your birthday.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, what did we, before this we heard the
The Kahawanu Lake Trio with Mine.
And what are we going to listen to next?
So next up, we have Kahula Nui off of their first studio album, Hula Kui. They kind of do this, like they try for a big band kind of feel.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty jazzy, pretty funky. I like it.
And what's it about?
It's actually two songs. It's a medley. It's Noho Pai Pai, which is like known as the rocking chair hula, but sitting on a rocking chair.
And, you can go into that.
No. I mean, there are like some innuendos in it.
Like the sexy kind rocking chair.
Yeah, okay. I guess. And then Tahawala is a chant that plenty of people sing today. It's kind of well known as the Hawaiian War chant.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's not what it's about. It's not about, I don't know how it got that name, but that's not really what it's about.
It's about
frolicking in the seafoam. That's like a real different.
So how did we go from frolicking? Is this a sexy frolicking in the seafoam or just frolicking?
Kinda.
Okay, how do we go from sexy frolicking in the seafoam to Hawaiian war chant?
I really, you know, I don't know the specific history, but I'm going to blame the tourist industry.
Okay, that works for me. All right, this set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap, or you can see it actually as the song plays. Actually, we're a little late now. Because we've been talking so much, but on our brand new Hawaii Public Radio app, available for free from Google Play or the App Store, simply by searching HPR. We'll be back with DJ Mermaid and more explanations, but we're going to play this song because I want to hear what frolicking in seafoam sounds like. Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Hit the winner, When I'm not wearing my gold chain and sitting back in my convertible Cadillac, and when I'm not avoiding certain other DJs that are on in the same time slot, I'm listening to DJ Mr. Nick, who's bridging the gap like nobody's business.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go? Take you to some place I've never been before. If I go when I'm going, where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Go leave this city, got to get away. Go leave this city, got to get away. On the bus in a fire, then you know I sure can't stay. And every time you leave me drunk, you know you've got to sleep today. I just left where we're going, I can't stay. But we might even leave the USA. This is a brand new game that I just want to play. I'm no use to me running or screaming and crying. Cause you've got a whole man. And I've got mine. I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go?
with you while the whole man and I've got mine.
You're listening to Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis with Going Up the Country off their self-titled debut. Before that, who was that?
Kahula Nui's.
That was nice and jazzy.
Yeah, it was really swingy.
That had nothing to do with the war chant. No, nothing at all. All right, who are we listening to next?
Next up, we have Rhonda and the Soul Kingdom with a track called Not Gonna Let You.
And tell me about this.
Pretty funky. Honestly, I found it. I think I was watching. I can't even tell you what TV show it was, but it played at some point.
And you Shazammed it as fast as you could.
And I Shazammed it as quickly as I could.
Sorry. We're live in the station with DJ Mermaid, who's sitting in here from K2H, borrowing her for the evening. And she's going through some souls and stuff like that and whatnot. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. This show is called Bridging the Gap. Here, members supported Hawaii Public Radio. Setlist can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. Any questions, comments, email is always the best way to get a hold of me. Mine is DJ Mr. Nick at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. You have some sort of handle you want in case people have questions for you?
Oh.
DJ Mermaid.
You can find me on Facebook. DJ Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/DJ Mermaid.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right. All right. And let us know how we're doing here at the station. Drop us a line at mail@HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Rhonda and the Soul Kingdom, Not Gonna Let You. Wait. Oh, it's not, what track is that? Sorry.
Six.
No.
That's not it.
Yeah. Yep.
There we go.
Okay.
Me. Now I'm satisfied and tickled too. Baby, just to know that I'm in love with you. Baby, I'm satisfied and I'm tickled too. Baby, just to know that I'm in love with you. Baby, now, sugar, I've been. Pocket full of tin. Hear my money jingling. Sugar, I'm going downtown with my hat caved in. I'm coming back home to you, darling, with a pocket full of tin. Oh, money done changed. And baby, Rooster, you don't come around my chicken shack as much as you used to, Rooster. Well, the little red hen said to the little red rooster, Rooster, you don't come around my chicken shack as much as you used to, Rooster. Put your arms around me, baby, light a circle around the sun. I love you, pretty mama, now, baby, you're the one. You put your arms around me, now, baby, light a circle around the sun. Daytime, I see the crows at night, I hear the whippoorwill. Living in the country, baby, living on a hill. In the daytime, I hear the crows at nighttime, I hear the whippoorwill.
All right, you're listening to Taj Mahal, a song called Satisfied and Tickled Too. Before that, Rhonda and the Soul Kingdom with Not Gonna Let You. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. And you're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIPL Lihui. Streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. Coming back right after NPR News with more me and more DJ Mermaid. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's 11:06. We're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
And we're back, live in the station here with DJ Mermaid from K2H.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! What are we listening to?
Okay, so we've got Lemon Jelly with a track called 75, a.k.a. Stay With You. Starts off pretty mellow and then kind of picks it up at the end.
Nice and housey.
Yeah.
We're not letting people sleep.
Nope.
No. All right. The set list can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap.
another voice in mine, another voice inside, speaking words to me, making sound for my ears. I'm a mountain old and high, sleeping under the moonlight, 'cause you know I'm loose. As the sight of your heart is good to me, is good to me. My silent breathing in your heart is healing. There's no other way to get inside. Do what you like, boy. Love me for real, and it's only shaking in my heart. As the sound of your heart
to Blundetto, something like that. Blundetto, a song called Voices featuring Hindi Zara on vocals. Comes off an EP called Bad Bad Things. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm joined in the station with the one and only DJ Mermaid from K2H.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Hello. They can't see that.
I know.
Yeah.
But I did it anyway.
All right. So what are we listening to now? If you're just tuning in, she's kind of guest co-DJing with me tonight.
Yeah.
And just kind of, we're going song for song. I'm picking one, she's picking
one.
It's been fun.
My next pick is Hiatus Coyote's Shaolin Monk Mother Funk.
Shaolin Monk Mother Funk. This is off their brand new album, right?
No.
Choose Your Weapon? Yeah. It's their most recent album. Tomahawk was their debut.
Yeah, that's right.
And they are, who are they?
I don't know. You tell me, because actually I would not have known that they existed if I didn't listen to the Jet Set on KTUH.
Okay. They're a Melbourne-based kind of a new jazz four-piece, but they're kind of new age-y.
Kind of spacey.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Spacey. And the singer is just kind of Nipalm. She's
interesting.
She's really interesting. Yeah. Anyway, Hiatus Coyote, Shaolin Monk, Mother Funk. You're listening to Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Set lists can be found on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.
We'll be right back. I be swinging it so low. The lines on your palm cry out to be cold with the steady compass of my own. My constellations burn to be strong to yours. I'm a antidote. So drop into this. Oh, I'll be swinging it so low. So drop into this. Honey, help me swim right through this. So drop into this. Oh, I'll be swinging it so low.
Feel this way.
Take it to the core.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead,
child, I'm ringing sexy bye. Those other girls, they don't know how to act. Come let me make up for the things you lack. I'm burning off, I got to get it fast. Babe, you see these shackles, baby, I'm your slave. I'm gonna whip you if you misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
Take me to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go happy, come with
come
me.
To the bar. Those other girls, they don't know how to act. I think you're sexy, come pick up the slack. So turn around and I'll be asking back. Sexy bye.
That was Corinne Bailey Ray covering Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back.
That was a fun one.
That was fun.
That was fun.
It swung.
She does really great on all her covers.
Yeah. I'm joined in the station, or my name is DJ Mr. Nick. This show is called Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm joined in the station with DJ Mermaid from K2H. Tell the people again, when's your show?
My show is on K2H every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And if you could describe it in two sentences. It's good listen.
Yeah.
Refrigerator.
It's culturally enriching.
Okay. What kind of music do you play? How's that?
I play Hawaiian music. I play traditional and contemporary Hawaiian music.
Okay. So, which brings us to what are we listening to next?
So, the next track we're going to hear is from Akoni and the Palapalai Patch.
Uh-huh.
It's off of their album Kauna. It's the first track. It's called Ke Aloha. It has a really distinct... Akoni has a really distinct voice. So, they were pretty big in the... he had a couple albums, but they were pretty big in, like, the bar scene where a lot of Hawaiian music lives. But now she's come back.
Okay, wait. Explain that. Hawaiian music lives in the bar scene.
Oh, yeah. You can go to bars, not just in Waikiki, but outside of Waikiki. And that's where some of the best Hawaiian music is.
It is not in Waikiki.
Some of it is, but it also, it's in those dive bars.
Really?
Yeah.
So where do you go to listen to good Hawaiian music?
I go to Chico's on Thursdays from 9 to midnight. There's Pac Marina by the airport. They start at like 11, and I'm not sure what nights. Imua Lounge has some. The Corner Room in Kaneohe. Certain nights. Yeah.
Man,
a lot of dive
bars. I've been in a cave. And how about on the neighbor islands?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so tell us.
If you know, let us know.
Tell us about this song.
This song, so Akoni just came back, now known as Akoni Ala. And she just started performing again. So super distinct. One of my favorites. And the Palapalai, as a group, do you remember them? They were pretty big for quite a while, like 4 or 5 albums. But a couple of them actually started singing with Akoni. They were the Palapalai Patch, so they were like the backup.
Got it. And what's the song about?
It's called Ke Aloha, but I don't know actually what this song is about.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
So we're just going to interpret as we go.
All right. Sounds good. Setlist can be found up on our website at HawaiiPublicRadio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. Here we go.
Ke aloha e, aloha e, kulunei tuvai maka, e o imai te aloha ta inio. Thank you.
right, who is that?
That was Akoni and the Palapalai Patch with a track called Ke Aloha off of their album Kauna.
So give us a real fast breakdown on that band, because you mentioned a particular, off-air we were talking, that was Kuana Torskahele.
Singing backup. Kuana and Kehau Tamure, who later went on to form the group Napalapalai with Keau Kasa. There's probably a really complicated history there that I am not privy to, but that's pretty much the abridged version.
Like band drama history?
Yeah. Well, okay. Life.
Okay. Anyway, what are we listening to next?
Okay, so next up is the Brothers Casimero off of their album Hawaiian Paradise. This is Kaua Hi'iaka. It comes from a chant.
Okay.
And it ties to that Hi'iaka and Pele story. In this particular part of the story, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait, give us the abridged story.
The abridged story.
Yeah.
Hi'iaka's on her way back and Pele's already upset. But she's basically telling Pele, I have traveled so far for you to come back and you're mad at me. That's like the really abridged version.
That was a one sentence version.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, huh?
Okay, okay. All right. And then what happens?
Well, Pele ends up destroying the Lehua forest and Hi'iaka's best friend, Hopoi. So they're about to, there's like a big fight coming down the pipelines after this song.
Okay. So that's what's going on in this song.
It's Hi'iaka kind of telling Pele all the things that she's done on her journey for her sister.
And like chill woman.
Kind of, and just like the destitution that's happening.
Okay. So we're getting the blow by blow commentary from DJ Mermaid from
KTH.
And you
the
are
abridged version.
And how do you know all of this?
I know the story. I've read it, like 8 versions of it in Hawaiian. I know the story. Oh, and I was in a play about it.
Oh, that's right. Were you Pele?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you didn't get to rage on stage. Okay. Okay. No. All right. Anyway, Brothers Cass, here we. What's the song called?
Kaua Hi'iaka.
All right. Here we go. Setlist can be found at HawaiiPublicRadio.org by searching "Bridging the Gap."
My darling, I'm telling you this to let you know that I'm sorry you're sick. Though tears of sorrow won't do you no good, I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I'd swim the ocean or the deepest canal to get to you, darling, just to make you well. There's no place on earth I would hasten to go to cool the fever, this I want you to know. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. If only the doctor would hurry and show, there's quite a few places I know we could go. I was okay, but these words from you stating you sick made me sick too. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. Promise me, darling, that you won't die. I'll get all the medicine money can buy. Stick with me, baby, hold on and fight. Take a good rest, I won't prolong the flight. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more.
listening to a group called The Frighteners, title track off their album, Nothing More to Say. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, joined in the station here with DJ Mermaid from K2H. Did you know the history of that album? Did you read any of the whole?
I know that when after it came out, their lead singer
died. Where he was?
Well, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, like right when it came out, right?
ALS.
Oh.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
I knew he had something.
As an ice bucket challenge disease.
Yeah, got
yeah.
It.
Yeah, and his health deteriorated throughout the recording session.
Oh,
and then he
okay.
died right after. I think he probably barely saw the album get released and then passed away.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Yeah. So that's anyway, The Frighteners, song called Nothing More to Say. Before that, the Silo remix of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, How Long Do I Have to Wait? And what are you, you're up. What are you playing?
I've got LaTosha Lee and the Black Ties with their rendition of Left Hand Side. So they do these kind of fun reworks of...
Left Hand Side, like Musical Youth?
Yeah, like, but just, it's different though. Like,
okay.
She uses that, but it's still, it's like she takes that line
okay.
as a hook. But she also does a cover, well, like a rework of Mr. Postman.
That sounds terrifying and awesome
no,
at the same
it's
time.
No, it's funny okay, because okay. So, like the OG Mr. Postman, you know, send me a letter.
Right.
Her rework is like, send me a letter because my other half sent it to me. He's in jail and I'm waiting for that letter.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, it's good. It's
hey,
good.
Mr. Postman, where's my Amazon? Okay, all right. All right. The entire set list can be found up on our website at HawaiiPublicRadio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. All right, here we go. LaTosha Lee and the Black Ties with Left Hand Side.
I've been dealing with this stuff like every day. Patiently waiting on him to change.
Telling lies. Tucson with the love and kisses. Later, come back, son, insufficient funds.
You're listening to the Living Sisters covering Funkadelic's Can You Get to That off the Run for Cover EP. Before that, Latasha Lee with Left Hand Side. That was nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
My name is DJ Mr. Nick, closing out the session of Bridging the Gap here on member supported Hawaii Public Radio with DJ Mermaid from K2H.
Yeah, that was fun. Thanks for having me.
We got to get you back. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
I expected to just sit in the corner today and do nothing.
No. We're going to put you to work here. It's public radio. You know, we'll put you to work. But, you know, I really like the Hawaiian frolicking in the sea foam and
okay,
you know,
good.
The,
yeah. I'm glad you appreciated it.
Yeah, that. Sexy war chants and all that. Anyway, setlist can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for Echoes coming up in about 2 minutes or something. I'm going to leave you with, how do you say this?
Ben Longcole Soul.
Ben Longcole Soul. Sympathique. Wait. Yeah. Wait.
My song was à la forme d'une case. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme des petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier et puis je fuis. Déjà j'ai connu le parfum de l'amour, un million de roses n'embaumerait pas autant. Maintenant une seule fleur dans mes entourages me rend malade. Je ne veux pas travailler, non, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement...
All right, full disclosure, I'm going to be ripping off a lot of the music we played tonight from DJ Mermaid. So you're going to hear it in the upcoming weeks of this show. Anyway, you're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua-Kona, and KIPL Lihui. Streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, signing off for this evening. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see ya tomorrow night.
Hey, Nick. Bet you don't know the easiest way to make a donation to HPR.
Come on, Sarah. Of course I do. You go to hawaiipublicradio.org, click on...
Well, that's great, of course, but there's an even easier way.
Really?
Yep. You can get right to our secure donation form or even call us through our new mobile app.
Wait, from inside the app?
Yeah. How cool is that, huh? The app's called HPR.
HPR. Got it. Installing it on my smartphone now.